Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. This Saturday morning, we have our author spotlight with Layla Lacey. Welcome to the show, Layla.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. We are going to jump right into our interview with you. Can you tell us about your latest novel, The Project?
Well, The Project is about a young woman, Anastasia Simmons. She has been diagnosed with cancer. She's gone through all of the chemo and everything that you can do. She has brain cancer to try to save her life, and she's basically been told you have about a year to 18 months to live. So she decides that she is going to leave her mark in the world by doing good things. She's going to do positive things for people. And it's also about a gentleman who runs into her, and his name is Dmitry Peters, and Dmitry is a very wealthy Russian businessman who is living in America to take care of his parents' family's business interests in America. His parents want him to be married. They feel like there's more to life than business, but he really just is kind of all about business. And they say, well, you know, our 40th wedding anniversary is coming up. Everybody is going to be here, so we want you to come. And he has to come up with basically a woman that's suitable enough that he feels is suitable enough in order to pass off as his wife, not be his wife, but actually pass it off. And he sees Anastasia, and he thinks, although she is quite wealthy, she's a very wealthy woman and a businesswoman in her own right, she doesn't wear it. You can't tell by her clothes. You can't tell by her hair. She just lives her life. And he sees her, and he thinks she is this hungry waitress walking around that needs a little financial help. So he approaches her with, I will pay you to pretend to be my wife for this event. Well, while he thinks that she is his project, he is actually hers, because she realizes if you are a man as wealthy as you are, as handsome as you are, and you need to pay a woman to pretend to be your wife, you're not doing something right. So I'm going to teach you how to enjoy your life. So it's The Project because they both think the other is their own little projects, and it's really sweet.
Oh, wow. It's going to be interesting how that unfolds. So
yes.
What was the inspiration behind selecting the title for this novel?
Well, it was really, initially, when I write my books, I pick the women first, and I pick their personalities, their names. I kind of go with the women first. And so when I determined that her illness was going to be something that we address as it being fatal, not something that, okay, we're just going to medicate her for a while and she'll get better. It's something that, you know, it's really bad. So when I first determined that was going to be what was going on with her, I said, well, how am I going to look at what she decides to do with her life once she knows that her life is not going to be the next 40 or 50 years? She's got like 18 months to live. So what is she going to do with her life? And it was like, well, she's going to have all these little projects where she's helping people, whether it's buying a restaurant and gifting it to a couple that she really knows wants to have a restaurant and take care of the restaurant, or whether it's helping some rich businessman to pretend to be married. So that was kind of how it came to me, that her helping people were going to be her little projects.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. So is there a message you want your readers to walk away with after reading The Project?
Well, I always want my readers to walk away with a big level of positivity, even though there are some sad moments in the book. I want them to walk away with a big level of positivity. Now, The Project is, all my books are near and dear to my heart, but the project is a little more near and dear for me because I have an illness, and I'm not going to drop dead in a year, but I do have an illness that I deal with all the time that has affected my life over time, that it has affected my day-to-day. And my husband, I've watched him transition from having, you know, a completely healthy wife that's kind of his partner in crime to I can't drive. He has to drive me everywhere. He has to make sure, you know, and watching him handle it with grace and never make me feel bad for it. He's actually always saying, this is the part I love. I love being able to be here for you. So I want people to take away from it that even if you are sick, even if you are struggling for something and you look at your loved ones and you see them and you think you being around and you being ill is making them suffer, it probably is not. They probably are feeling so blessed to be able to be there for you, no matter what the illness is, to be there for you and support you. Just see things on the other side. Sometimes we all have to try to remind ourselves that, you know, we're in our own head and we think all kinds of stuff, but if we ever maybe pause for a minute and think, I wonder what they're thinking on their side. It may not be how I would see it. So, yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Well, beautiful. And you know God has you in his hands. He is working on healing you.
Yes, I do.
So who inspires your writing?
Women, all women. I have so much respect for female, just the female, because you know, I'm a daughter, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, and all of those are very distinct roles in their own way. And as I've gotten older, like I really didn't value the whole mother and wife thing in my 20s. I really didn't. It was just, I'm a mom and a wife. This is what I, you know, it was. And as I've gotten older and gone through my 30s and now my 40s, I've realized that each role that I play, so who I am to even just, I'm not just mom, because I am a certain mother to my son. I am a certain mother to one daughter. I am a certain mother to the other daughter. Each one of them sees a different mom, and I am giving each one of them hopefully what they need from me. So women, I look around and I see all women, whether it's the woman at the grocery store screaming and yelling at the cashier, or the woman that's quietly taking the rude cashier's nonsense and not saying a word. I see all women and I go, wow, I wonder what her, what has inspired her to, hey, dye her hair all pink. That is really pretty. I wouldn't do it. I'm a chicken. But I think it looks really great on her. You know what I mean? So just women and our strength and what we go through in our lives. And really, I think it really struck me when I turned 40 how much, you know, you see the Real Housewives and you see these women in there, and they're always screaming and yelling and backbiting and being mean and hateful. And I'm like, I think that we have all lost sight of we are all in the same cruise ship. Why are we fighting? We are all women. We are all having, although our struggles are different, we're kind of basically all having the same struggle. It's just in a different way. Why are we fighting each other? If we support each other, and, you know, people say black girls are magic. Girls are magic. Black girls are even more magical. But girls are magical. We are magical creatures. We bring life forth. Like, that is amazing. So women inspire me. So that's why I always start with the female character first.
Okay, that's a beautiful inspiration. Who are some of your favorite? You're welcome. Who are some of your favorite authors? Name three and why.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I used to, well, not used to, she still is, but I don't read as much of her stuff as I used to. Diana Palmer was a very big inspiration for me when I started writing. And really, she started off being one of my favorite authors because I started reading romance books when I was 9 years old. My aunt was awesome. My mom didn't want me reading those books, but my aunt would sneak me to the library and let me check some out on her library card. So I started reading romance books when I was 9 years old. And I think I started reading Diana Palmer when I was about maybe 12 or 13. And I always really loved that the women in her stories were really kind of tough. You know, they still were so-called damsel in distresses, but, you know, they could ride a horse or they could, you know, they were always kind of tough, and I really liked that. And her writing is very descriptive as far as, like, if when I read her book, I can see the room they're in. I can see the event they're having. Like, she's very descriptive, and I love that. I'm a very detailed kind of person, so I love that. Most recently, one of my favorite authors is LaShawn Vassar, and I just love her work. I think because I relate to her girls. Like, every woman that she's written, I relate to them. Like, I'm like, hey, she acts like my cousin, or she sounds like my cousin, or that's me. I would say that. Like, I really relate to the women that she writes. And let me see, my third one, I don't know. I have so many. I guess probably Twyla Turner. She is definitely one of my favorites. And what I like about Twyla is her books are not your typical. Like, she just put out her book, Winter's Beast, and I love that her female character is albino. And I, you know, they don't look typical. There's something different about them. And she's, and again, the way that she's right, I don't need a picture. She describes people so well, and I love that. And I can, like, picture these people when I'm reading her stories. So I really have kind of started getting addicted to her stuff.
Well, that's great. What's coming down the pipeline for the rest of 2017 for you as an author?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have an event that I'm going to in Chicago, just a book signing event that I'm actually really excited about. It's the Black Girl Passion Chicago Experience, and it's a book group that came together, and they do these book events. Their passion is reading, and so they do these events to kind of spotlight some of these their favorite authors, and then, of course, they have book vendors there, and I'm going to be a vendor just selling some of my books and really just doing more writing. The beginning part of my 2017 was a lot more busy than my end part is going to be, but I really, I actually did that on purpose because I have a 14-year-old going into high school and a 13-year-old going into eighth grade. This is their first time apart, so in September, things are going to get bananas for me. So I figured, then we got Thanksgiving and Christmas, so I figured, okay, I'll make the first part of the year crazy, but then after that, I'm going to have to focus on my family. But just writing, I have three more books coming out this summer, believe it or not. I'm going to have, I write a lot. I do it full time, and I really, if I go a full day without writing, I'm just like, okay, I need to write something. It's driving me nuts. My daughters were actually laughing at me this morning because I'm writing, and then they come into the room, and I'm like, oh, you guys, I thought of a new story, and they're like, Mom, you're not finished with that one. I'm writing and I'm writing on this book, and all of a sudden a new story came to my head and I had to start working on the characters. So I'm doing a lot of writing. So
okay. When's the Black Chicago event? Because we're I'm in Chicago, so I would love to, you know, if I can pop up to see you and meet you.
Yeah, that would be great. It's actually November 6th. And what I can do is I can email you over the information when we're done. I'll email you over the information that I have for it.
Perfect. Perfect. So how can our audience find you on social media and follow and get information on your website?
My website is www.curvygoddessromance.com. And my Instagram is Layla Lacey Books. My Twitter is at Layla Lacey 1. And my Facebook is Layla Lacey. Now, I have several Facebook pages. So just put my name. name in the search in Facebook and you will find me. I have a few Facebook pages, so they can find me at any of those places.
Okay. All right. Well, Layla, thank you so much for joining us today. Everyone, go pick up the project and check her out on social media so you can pick up some of her other books as well. She is our author feature spotlight today, this morning. Layla Lacey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.